Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today as we look forward to a brand new year before us. In fact, we'll be discussing today hope for the new year. Hope for the new year. I pray that you'll stay tuned, that you'll jump on the telephone, call friends, neighbors, and relatives to join the dialogue and the discussion today. And let me remind you, right after a brief monologue, our lines are open, and we invite your call to join in the dialogue and discussion on the issue that we're speaking of today. I have with me today Pastor Glenn Davis, reigning from up in Folkestone, Georgia. Pastor Davis, thank you for being here today.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood. First, I give honor to God the Father, who's the head of my life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I honor all of the saints of the Most High God on today. I honor each and every one that's listening to our voices on today. And we certainly hope and pray that you will be encouraged by the words that we are about to try to convey, you know, out Amen. To you today mm-hmm. concerning hope and all the scriptures, the scriptural proof, Dr. Youngblood, why we should have that hope.
Absolutely.
And why we have an anchor.
That's right.
Of that hope in our souls because mm-hmm. of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to say good morning to my bride of 36 years.
Amen.
Amen. Special cousin, Barbara Everett. Amen. Who visiting from the area from Poughkeepsie, New York. Amen.
She left the cold country Amen. To come down here to Free State, didn't she?
Amen. Amen. So we thank God for you and each and every one of you that are here on today. Amen. Let us make sure that we take notes from this on today because Dr. Youngblood, in the days to come, if God allows us to see, we're going to need this hope that we're talking
Amen.
About on today.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you as we speak on the subject of hope today, we go back to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. As we face issues each and every day, today, as in each and every day on this broadcast, we do so based on the authority of the scripture. It is the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." And further he points to the scripture, John 17:17, and he says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that endures forever, according to Psalms 117:2. So we commend truth to you today, the truth book, as we look forward to going into the new year. We're going to talk about the truth book and what it says in relationship to hope. But may I say to you, multitudes today do not recognize truth. In fact, it is rejected. It is deferred. It is totally despised by most of the world today. It goes back to the secularist George Orwell that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you will look forward to and listen to truth today as we talk about hope for the new year. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, it was Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer, that said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." And I pray that that's what you do each and every day, standing on the truth, loving the truth, and defending the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo, Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a good benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7 over the campus of Tools for a Time. Ladies and gentlemen, you find the Tools for a Time location by finding Old Glory, the U.S. flag. The base of that flagpole is the home of Tools for a Time. 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for a Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. It's a great place to work, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time is a family-friendly environment that you're working on in. The Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Pastor, we've got a fascinating, interesting, challenging, I believe comforting subject that we're talking about today when we're talking hope for the new year. And I believe that perhaps we're speaking to many, if not most, of our listeners today. When many today, anticipating a new year, will look back in regret on the previous year. Many will look back in sadness for 2022. Many will look back and think and feel and have a sense of hopelessness. It's very easy, Pastor, I believe, for people, for human beings, to have gone through tragedy and difficulty, dangers, trepidation, tribulation during the past year, this past 12 months. Many that we're speaking to have gone through hardships and difficulties and darkness. As a result of that, I believe we're speaking to people today that have a sense of hopelessness.
Amen.
Sense of, why should I try anymore? A sense of helplessness. Multitudes have already decided, what's the use? Because there's a feeling of hopelessness. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe we must have hope. Hope is not in and of itself, but I believe hope is based on the authority of the Scripture. Hope is in God, from God, through God, that we can have hope. And that hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And
Amen.
His righteousness. Perhaps, Pastor, we need to define the word hope before we go any further. What is hope? The Bible says, hope thou in God. The biblical definition of hope and the secular understanding of hope are totally different. Someone has said, well, I hope it doesn't rain today. I hope it doesn't rain today. You ever said that? I hope it doesn't rain today. That's looking at something with uncertainty. Or you say, well, I hope I can go visit Aunt Susie tomorrow. That's looking at the possibility that you can't go visit Aunt Susie tomorrow. That is the word when you say, I hope. It is a sense of uncertainty. That is the secular understanding of it. The word hope conveys the idea of doubt. But ladies and gentlemen, that's not the meaning of hope in the Scripture. The biblical word hope conveys the idea of an understanding of absolute certainty, confidence. In fact, Pastor, I believe we could say the biblical word, Old Testament and New, for the word hope conveys the idea of expectation, conveys the idea of assurance, conveys the idea that we have a biblical fact that what God says settles it. Pastor, what would you add to that as far as helping our listeners to understand the meaning of the word hope?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I would say on today, if we don't root ourselves and ground ourselves in the knowledge of who God is and what he can do. Now, listen, we have to know and understand if we want to be blessed, our blessings hinge on our obedience to the word of God.
Yes.
And if we don't know the word, then we're in trouble.
That's right.
Because if we don't know the word, then we don't know God.
That's right.
And the reason why I say this is because as a young boy growing up, I could remember many a times the older men used to tell us that when you give somebody your word, you stand upon your word or stand behind your word. Mm-hmm. In other words, do what you say,